This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Kate Delaney, and boy, there is so much happening. Lots of debate over Special Olympics. The president undercutting DeVos, and she ditches her proposal in the end to slash that funding. There was so much vitriol and reaction to that shocking proposal. We'll jump on that. Obviously, there's so much more coming out of Washington, and then there's some crazy things happening, too. Plus, we have basketball. Oh, my gosh. And then Jussie Smollett is going to have to pay $130,000 for that investigation into everything that happened in Chicago. Where do we start? Let's start first with the Special Olympics because of that reaction that was heard around the country. And I say this show is about what you're talking about in your backyard and mine. And frankly, I have some friends who have wonderful special needs kids, and they were outraged, two of them big fans of the administration, so they weren't happy with Betsy DeVos. So the president said he's going to jettison that proposal to slash the money, and he basically undercut, if you will, the education secretary. He talked to reporters at the White House before he jumped on a plane to Michigan for a big rally, and he said it's going to be funded. She, of course, was, like I said, massively criticized after saying we're going to eliminate federal funding for the Special Olympics. So the $17.6 million, that's what we were talking about, would be such a small part of the $7 billion in proposed cuts that would trim, you know, department spending basically by 10%. DeVos proposed additional funding for a few programs, including charter schools, tax credit for people, for individuals and companies that donate scholarships for private schools. So that did not wash, and good for the press. I mean, you know, listen, this would not have endeared him to many people if he had just let that fly. And so I'm not surprised that it didn't. By the way, there is a congressman named Adam Schiff who really sticks in the craw of the president. I was reading some back and forth stuff today that I thought I would throw out as a morsel to all of you here at the top. So, Congressman Schiff, this is the latest. Donald Trump is calling for him to resign. He is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He told the president and other Republicans on Thursday he would continue to pursue contacts between the president's campaign and the Russians during the 2016 election. He said it's corrupt and an evidence of collusion. So, of course, the president is going to react to that. And that's why he tweeted that he spent 2 years, this is what he said, Congressman Adam Schiff spent 2 years knowingly and unlawfully lying and leaking, and he should be forced to resign from Congress. During a hearing of his committee hours later, Schiff had some evidence, he said, ranging from a meeting between Trump aides and Russians who offered dirt on Hillary Clinton. We've heard, you know, that before. So I think this war between the Democrats and especially somebody like Schiff in the position he's in the president, that's nothing new. And that's, of course, what you're going to hear. But there's a lot of piling on. George Conway, who was slammed by the press, reacted in a tweet. He said, I mean, if there were a Lombardi trophy for lying, a Pulitzer Prize for prevarication, a FIFA World Cup for fibbing, a Medal of Honor for mendacity, a Distinguished Service Cross for deceit, you would be the perennial winner. Wow. This is Kellyanne Conway's husband. You know, it's more like when we look at Twitter and we look at D.C. and politics, I feel like I'm looking at something from, you know, TMZ, I guess. And I don't watch the Hollywood gossip stuff. It's very rare that I would be in front of a tube somewhere and I would see that. But it kind of feels like that to me. All right, so the Jussie Smollett deal. So many of you sent me emails. In fact, we're going to go to our mailbag coming up next. But President Trump said, I'm going to have the FBI and the Justice Department review the actor's case. in Chicago, people are saying the president should stay out, but he says no. It's an embarrassment to our nation. So what can the feds do? What can they do after the local prosecutors in Chicago dump the case against him? I really don't know, and it's very unclear. I've talked to a couple of attorneys today, and certainly you can't stop an investigation, but you know that this is so charged up. I mean, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is saying that even though this would be to his benefit, he's saying the president should sit this one, out. So the FBI has been investigating at least one matter. We know that in the Smollett case for weeks. They started looking into whether he had any role in sending a threatening letter that was mailed to the studio where Empire is filmed weeks before the alleged assault. The letter got there on the 22nd of January, and it had a white substance that was determined to be Tylenol in the end. But the big shocker, in case you haven't heard it, because again, this is an actor in a show called Empire, and what happened was they just dumped the charges, and they dumped the disorderly conduct charges against him for filing a false report. And this comes on the heels of just 3 weeks after he was indicted on charges that he paid two guys that he supposedly knew, by the way, to stage a hoax attack to make him look like a victim of a racist hate crime. So the reaction has been swift, and the Chicago police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, was one of them. He said, how outraged he was and how could this be? How could this happen? And the money that was spent, of course, all of that adds up. And in the end, he was just supposed to pay the bond back, but now it's looking like he's going to have to pay much more money than that. It looks like $130,000 because they're talking about what the bill would have been. So just stay tuned on this. This is not going away anytime soon because that investigation costs $130,000. That's why they're saying that in overtime. And he is not charged with paying that now, but that's where some of this outrage is coming in. He's got to forfeit the $10,000 in bond money he had to put up. But will he have to pay that $130 back? They would have to nail him for all kinds of things, and it looks like there's going to be more back and forth on this. But, the city is trying to claw back, how much the police department can spend on overtime costs for officers, and that's why this was detailed out as outrageous, because this made such huge news and outraged, frankly, so many people that the cops, of course, had to really, really, really look into it. By the way, if you're listening to me in Wisconsin, call me up if you have the winning ticket, 855-266-5283. We want to hear from you. She said jokingly, because I know you won't call that number. I wouldn't do it if I won the lottery. The lucky numbers were members 16, 20, 37, 44, 62, and the Powerball 12. I had 37, and that was it. But the jackpot was $768.4 million. You know what your lump sum payment would be? And I said this the other day. I'm really good at math when it comes to these kind of numbers. $477 million. So what's crazy is somebody in Wisconsin, apparently, is, the winner, the largest in Wisconsin's history, but they don't know who that is yet. They're not sure who it is. So maybe they're going to slowly come forward. And it's a place called New Berlin, Wisconsin. So that person won the third largest lottery prize in U.S. history. Wow, congratulations. Let that sink in. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're hitting the mailbag.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Don't you think you've done enough? All right, once again, we hit the ever-popular mailbag. Hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. If you want to let your voice be heard, really, hit us up on the mailbag. It's so easy. Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and let it fly. You know, if you have some thoughts on whatever's happening in the world or your backyard or something, it can be something great, by the way. It doesn't have to be all negative stuff raining down on us. It could be that you know the guy or woman who won the jackpot and they're paying off your house. But that would have to be someone from Wisconsin. All right, let's jump right to it. This one is from Jack. And Jack says, "Hi, Kate. I am so tired of this smug actor. Sorry, Jesse Smollett. I don't care if he's purple. To me, it has nothing to do with race and how we react to it and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, I understand what's going on in Chicago as a former police officer myself, and this investigation costing all that money. So if it is a hoax and nonsense and he just was trying to raise his profile and then accusing somebody in the city of doing what he said they did and walked around with that rope around his neck, and of course you're shocked by that and you think it's outrageous and we all react that way and it's with some terrible, brutal attack, and then you see the two people he knew and everything else. I mean, listen, if they were trying to rip him off for money or there's something else going on underneath this whole thing that we don't know about, then we need to know about it. It's outrageous to me that now the city is getting pummeled for all of this. I think that after they tally everything up, they should send him the bill and he should pray that he gets enough work that he can pay what would be a very minuscule amount for him. What say you? Well, it's funny you say that because Rahm Emanuel, we don't know what's going to happen, but Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of the city, is saying that they're going to tally this whole thing up. They know it's at least $130,000 in overtime, and they're going to send a bill to him and his attorneys to try to recoup the money they spent for the investigation. And it was a lot, a lot of money in the overtime, which they're trying to cut down on all the problems they have in the city of Chicago. Of course, the bond was forfeited, but that was just 10 grand. And, you do have these crazy scenarios with the two brothers who initially didn't speak with investigators, but then they were going to be charged. And then they said they worked with him to stage the attack. They told the detectives that he was unhappy with his salary on Empire, the Fox television show, and he wanted to bolster his profile. So if he made up the attack, that's what it would do. And that's what the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, is standing by. He said, this is what they told us. They had bank records, there were phone records, there were text messages, there was other evidence. That's what the cops and the prosecutors said. But, the case was dropped. So, of course, it's created outrage from the police and from the mayor. But then Smollett's legal team, they're turning around and they're saying they flip-flopped on what they said in court. So, go figure. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Mark. And Mark says, hi, Kate. I've listened to the show for a long time. This is the first time I've actually sent an email. And bravo for the president. I'm kind of iffy on the president. I don't dislike him. I'm just kind of in the middle. I think you've said it best. Sometimes he does things that make sense, and then other times it doesn't make sense. But undercutting the education secretary, Betsy DeVos, what was she on? What was she thinking in chopping off the Special Olympics? It wasn't even that much money. So that's like cutting off your nose to spite yourself. I don't understand why somehow that was going to be thrown away in the first place. It doesn't make any sense. What was her explanation for that? Do you know? Well, she said the Special Olympics is a private organization, not a federal program, and that it could be supported by philanthropy better that way. So the cuts didn't go into effect, and they weren't going to pass in Congress, but the president ditched it anyway. He said, no. So I think it's what she said. She wasn't clearly thinking, because she's from that world of, philanthropic endeavors, but so then you're relying on that being supported. And it's not a big savings overall if you think of the budget when you're talking about $17.6 million. But for that program, you bet it is a very, very big deal, a very big deal. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Michael, who says, hi, Kate, we like to listen to you here in Iowa. I love it when you give us shouts out. You need to come and visit the whole state. You will love it if you haven't been here in a while. I know you used to work in Nebraska. I think it's hilarious, the latest thing that's happened with that actress and her daughter. Did you hear the thing about the punctuation and the trademark office, what they came up with when she tried to patent something? It was really, really funny, and you need to tell the listeners about it. Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I didn't know about it till I read your email this morning. And it turns out that Olivia Jade, pretty well-known, had massive YouTube following, she filed a trademark, to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which I've done. I get how this is. And she wanted to trademark Olivia Jade Beauty, but they said it couldn't be accepted due to poor punctuation. Poor punctuation in identifications is necessary. Proper punctuation is necessary because each product or service it can't be ambiguous. And trust me, I know this. Russ Riddle, my attorney, has had to file several things, and I've gone through that. I've got, trademarks for What's Your Wow, because I'm a speaker too when I take the show out. So What's Your Wow and Invade the Man Cave, you hear that segment, and that's trademark too. So commas, semicolons, apostrophes, that's the only thing that can be used. And that didn't work with what she had put on her submission to the trademark office, the lack of punctuation. They didn't know what her makeup kits would be comprised of. That's what it was. Like it said, makeup, setting spray, lipstick, lip gloss. They had to be separated by commas, and they weren't. So they thought it was a single entity, and. And, of course, anything that these people do, it's going to be jumped on, and we know that, right? Yes, we do. And that's what the deal was with that. So just kind of a funny moment from the Varsity Blues thing. If you don't know the story, it's part of that whole bribing them, saying they were in the rowing crew, her and her sister, and Lori Loughlin, of course, is her mother, and we'll see how that case all plays out and if anyone ends up doing any jail time. Any of the well-known people end up doing any jail time anyway. All right, this one is from Timothy. Kate Delaney, love the show. Keep it up and tell everyone, you know, you can get it at GCNlive.com or go to TuneIn. You can always download it. Sometimes that's what I do when I'm working out at the gym because I miss maybe a segment or two. Darn it, I just also missed out on the lottery. I had a couple of the numbers, so I won a few bucks, but not many, not certainly not 768.4 million. I can't even imagine, as you say, the enormity of figuring out that you had those numbers and won, and just thinking that whatever your heart's desire would have to be yours, because you could make so much money just on the interest alone if you got the lump sum payout. See, I was thinking about these things, but I didn't win, and I guess you didn't either. As you said, I think when you were on the show the other day announcing the numbers, no, thank you for that. I did not win. And I said this, I'm not a lottery player necessarily, but we plunked a few bucks down and get in the excitement, right? Somebody's got to get that ticket. But no, I didn't get the ticket. I was thinking about what would I do. And of course, the first thing I would do, I'm telling you honestly what I would do, I'd help any of my friends or family, the ones I know really well that I know could use help. And not, by the way, these are proud people who are earning a living. I don't know that they would take it, but hopefully they would. But whatever. I would then not bribe, but set up money for nieces and nephews to go to college. And then check this out for all the listeners. I would do a bus tour. I would do the Kate Delaney show hits the road, and we would fill it with different gourmet foods, or not even, it could be like wings. You know, I was talking about those crazy hot dogs the other day. It could be that kind of stuff, and we would tour the country, and we'd figure out a way. I'd beg George, the chief amazing engineer at GCN, to figure out a way to rig up the bus, and we would just go live from all these different locations where you'd come out and meet us, and boy, would that be fun. And we may still be able to do that in the future, but I'm saying I would just, boom, we would just hit the road because we wouldn't worry about sponsors or putting the whole package together. We'd be able to just, you know, roll with it, and so to speak, and do that. So, of course, well, it's okay to dream. I think, anyway, to think what would the most outlandish thing be that I could do with this, right? Yeah, definitely. All right, a good reminder for all of you listening to the show, you can always shoot me your thoughts at America, not America Tonight, it's .net anymore because I've had a couple of you say that, at Kate Delaney Radio, that's what I meant to say, katedelaneyradio.com, oh, it's a habit, and just click on contact and let it fly. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Little pencil neck. Adam Schiff.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, talking about Democrat Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intel Committee. Republicans want him to resign because of his continuing claims of Russia collusion, even though Robert Mueller's report finds none. Here's the president.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen.
He is not a long ball hitter. The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous
As for the report itself, the president telling the patriotic crowd,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Blues here on this show. And of course, as I say, we always talk about what is the buzz in your backyard and mine, and how many have kids in college or put the kids through college or watch them soar in athletics, etc., and are still furious over what they're hearing about the bribing to get their children into better colleges, the actors, the top financiers, etc. And, you know, we've made the argument that certainly it's happened before. We just haven't seen it on this grand scale or didn't know about it. Joining us now is Dr. Stephen Rudin. He is a founder and principal mentor and president of Peak Year. And Dr. Rudin, first of all, thanks so much for coming back on.
My pleasure to be here, Kate.
And I just want your initial reaction to the whole cheating thing to get the kids into the better colleges.
I think that it's an example of having really lost our way. For many years, there have been various routes that advantage certain groups of students in applying to colleges. It's the system that colleges and universities set up. They know what they're doing. So there are people who've always exploited some avenue of advantage for their children, whether it's giving a donation to a development office, or coaches and athletic teams are favored for the finances they bring to universities. If you have extraordinary academic performance, you know, you're advantaged during your admissions. There are many areas in which you can have an advantage in the application process. However, this is morphed into a series of terms. You know, helicopter parents gave way to lawnmower parents, and now snowblower parents, people who don't let their children prepare for the road, but completely obliterate the road and are just entering their kids into school with no experience, no problem-solving experience, no authenticity. So my sense of the scandal is that that we've robbed our students and our children of the necessary skills to feel good about themselves and succeed in life. And that's
I like
a disaster.
Yeah, I like the way that you put that. Helicopter parents to lawnmower to snowblower parents. And then, of course, the problem with that, and you've seen it, you know, you work in these areas, that it's not good once you're out of college because you don't have the skills necessary to deal with life and getting employed, right?
Or in college. We've talked about this, Kate. That's why a large percentage of students flunk out or leave in their first semester of school before their Thanksgiving break or before Christmas. And there are some statistics to back this up. Students take on average now over 5.6 years. Those that do complete school, the average four-year program takes 5.6 years. Some people take as long as 7.5. So the whole college process has become lengthened by students not having the necessary skills to carry the course load and to navigate all of the aspects of independent life. So my interest is in what can you do, what process can you go through to prepare yourself for a school that's the right fit over a period of years. And if you think early on in the process, when you're in ninth or tenth grade, maybe you won't be able to attend the kind of school you wish you could. What can you do authentically to work and change yourself so that you'll be in a position to authentically create interest on a school that's a good fit for you, even one that early on you might not think you'll be ready for, but that you can change sufficiently so they become interested in you?
Yeah, so tell us how you do that. Give us some tips on that.
Okay. Well, I think the first thing is realistically is to start early. College preparation and life preparation are a process. So Carol Dweck, the great professor at Stanford, talks about the idea of a growth mindset, that if you believe you can change, if you're not fixed in your idea who you are, and you try new things and new ways of accomplishing things, you will grow and change and be better at what you want to do. So if the question is, how can I get into a college that might be more difficult or a reach school for me when I'm starting in ninth grade, you know, when I'm looking at who I've been historically, or 10th grade, you want to grow and change sufficiently so that you're not that person, so that you have evolved more in your sets of skills. And there's a number of things you can do. And I think the first thing is to understand the system itself. Back, I think, in 1982, Steve Cohen wrote a famous book called Getting in which he described quite famously that colleges aren't looking for well-rounded students. They are looking for a well-rounded class of people who are extraordinary, especially the elite colleges. So one focus is to authentically, over a number of years, try to make yourself into kind of a peak flower, something that they will notice, something that has an extraordinary beauty or ability within the limits of who you really are, not by putting your head on the face of a famous rower, not by having someone else take your standardized tests, but your own growth. And one way to do that, Kate, is to look at the skills that are thought to be most important in leadership and developing and success going forward. Executive function skills that are responsible for your focus and your working memory, your ability to hold things in your memory, cognitive flexibility, your ability to see new things and solve problems, and your ability to reason. And your ability to plan, and ultimately, you know, your fluid reasoning. Those are critical skills, and you can develop executive function, emotional intelligence, mindfulness, resilience, flow, design thinking skills during your years in high school. They will change your grades. They will change how you view the world, how you see yourself, and what you can do to create an authentic person, an authentic portfolio that schools will be interested in. I think that's the first and most important thing you can do.
Yeah, so the authenticity is very, very important.
Absolutely. Who are you when you're applying? I mean, there's no way that you can feel good and perform well when you enter a situation that you're not prepared for. You know, suppose you had a friend who was casting a Broadway show. They're about to do The Music Man. And I said, you know, I'd really like the part of one of those dancers. And he goes, no problem, Stephen. We're going to put you right into that show. It's great. You know, I get to enjoy the whole process of everybody reads about me. Here I am. I'm going to be in the Music Man. We get to the first day of rehearsal. Everybody's going left and upside down, and I'm going right and backside forward. I mean, the day of reckoning is going to come when everybody's marching in one way, and I'm not with Harold Hill. That's not going to be good. It's the same thing. What is the point of ending up in Stanford when you belong in community college? Do you not think that's going to come out?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, you just totally nailed it. And you talked, too, about, and it's something you've talked about before, is you try to demonstrate leadership or expertise along those same lines if it's authentic. And you can see that in kids if they're getting what they need really in high school.
Yeah, here are some things that I think are very helpful. Show extraordinary commitment and determination in any one area. Not at the last moment, not by taking a trip to some foreign country. Find the thing you're passionate about, and across all aspects of your school and career, work at it. If it's community service, begin as a freshman. Work your way up until you're in a leadership role. Do extra work on the weekend. Look at what you might be able to create that's of help in the community. I know of one person in an organization that developed an app to help correlate food that was left over in restaurants with a service that would pick it up and distribute it to poor people. Of course someone like that is of interest to universities. It's leadership, it's technology, it's innovation, it's looking at the context of our times and saying, oh, we're working on sustainability. This person is a winning person to have on campus. And so anyone with a passion that they turn to meaningful purpose is likely to be able to write an essay about themselves that will garner the attention of an admissions office. And if you write it in your own words and it doesn't look like it's written by a Pulitzer Prize winning parent, or it's not written by a professional essay writer just like everybody else's, and you're telling a great story about yourself, that will also ring true with admissions officers. I think another thing to mention, though, Kate, is, and schools don't like to admit this, but there's still, for the most part, an important role in competitive universities of standardized tests. They can be gamed. They can be cheated. You can, yes, you know, people can get a great deal of preparation, but they're still the closest thing to some kind of common challenge that people have to face. And so it's worthwhile, I think, not to cram and study for them out of context of your life, but to work hard at your schoolwork while you are preparing to become effective at taking standardized exams and to take them seriously, which isn't the same as preparing for the test for your entire school career or turning your school career into preparation for the test, but being aware of it. And one thing we tell students is that there, maybe the most important thing, because if you go to a good school and you study your work, you'll know a lot of the content of the exams, but navigating it matters, how you navigate anything. So a mindfulness practice, work at logically working through an exam, that can do as much to help you make a difference in your scores than over and over again practicing the same problem. So I think applying executive function and mindfulness and emotional intelligence to taking an exam so you're calm and focused and in a sweet spot for your mood and ready to enjoy the exam instead of be terrified by it, you're going to perform better, and that will be a measure of who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're out of time. Dr. Steve Rudin, I could talk to you all day long. That was great information, things to think about. Check them out at Peak Year. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a beautiful day.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tehebo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tehebo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound, plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Watcher of documentaries, and Netflix has a really controversial documentary coming up called American Circumcision. And I started thinking about it. Why is this so controversial? Because circumcision itself, and I know it's a sensitive topic, and bringing it up here on the show is interesting for me because in this version of For Your Health, this completely fits in. So joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, Anthony Los Cuadro, founder of Intaction. You can go to intaction.org and find out more about that. He's a circumcision expert. Anthony, thanks so much for popping on.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me on the show.
So I'm going to start off with this. Why is it so controversial? And maybe I'm answering my own question. Because, I mean, this is a health segment. We should be able to talk openly about health concerns and what how some people feel and how some other people feel. But for some reason, it really is something that's kind of off the table, isn't it?
It is, and that's a great question. You know, it's controversial, really, in America, but the rest of the world, it's controversial for the reverse reasons, because they don't practice circumcision there for the most part. So what's going on in America? It's controversial because Americans have been told for decades this circumcision, cutting off part of the male's body, is so important to do. And now they're starting to get information that maybe
they've been misled, and it's natural for people to put the defenses up and to try to protect their ego and their decision making, and say, I don't want to discuss this. I was told to do it. It's a health issue. We did it, or I had it done to myself, and that's the way it is. So, you know, when somebody brings along new information, that can stir up a controversy.
Yeah, and so, you know, here's the thing. There is no choice in this if people just do it and it's automatic and we assume that this is the right thing to do, because it's routinely done on infants. It just happens, which is, in a different way, crazy. There's no, you don't really have control over it. So I guess that's the question to answer. First of all, what is it?
Well, exactly. I mean, like you said, a baby has no control over it. The individual has no control because he can't consent to it. And it's almost, you know, it's the same circumstances as what's done to little girls in other parts of the world where they do female genital mutilation. And the advocates that are against that, they would dispute that. But essentially, it's the same thing whether you're doing it to a boy or a girl. And you know, That's another aspect.
So here's the question. Is it, for people listening, you know, we're talking about, and especially because now it'll be raised even more with this Netflix documentary, American Circumcision, is it harmful?
You know, it is harmful if, for two reasons when it's done to baby boys. First of all, there's the pain and the trauma, okay? You have to realize doctors can't use anesthesia on a baby, so the baby's getting the full brunt of this procedure that takes as long as 15 minutes. People like to imagine, oh, it's just a snip, it happens really quick. This is a 15-minute-plus procedure in which the foreskin is crushed in a clamp-like device in order to get hemostasis or to stop the bleeding. It's just a fancy term. And it's like getting your finger caught in a car door and slamming it shut, except we're going to keep the car door slammed shut until the bleeding stops. That's what circumcision is about. So it's painful. This, you know, people, the second myth is that people think, well, babies can't remember it, so no harm, no foul. And, you know, just because a baby or an individual or a child can't remember something, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect him. Okay, the pain and trauma done to babies during this procedure has been associated with changes in the brain, in particular the hippocampus, which is the area that controls memory, emotion, and other functions that are crucial for development. You know, when a baby is born, its brain is like a blank slate and is making millions of neural connections from the moment that it's born, and so it can, you know, it's critical for its survival going forward, so it knows how to interact with its environment. And the first thing that it's subjected to is this intense, incredible pain and trauma, and it has all the elements of PTSD. The brain and the adrenal glands dump cortisol into the body, which is a stress hormone. We're doing all this pain and trauma to a baby for no reason, because, you know, over 22 medical associations around the world specifically say we do not recommend infant circumcision.
Yeah, there you go. So there are organizations saying that. How many, and I know statistically it's probably hard to even come up with this, but how many circumcisions do you figure that are done? Because I think it's got to be a high number.
Well, you know, to answer your question directly, it's probably, in the United States, it's probably about 1 million done every year.
Wow.
The rates as of 2012, which is the last hard data we have from CDC, was about a 56% circumcision rate. Those rates are dropping, so now we're into 2019, so we think we're approaching the 50-50 mark, because more and more people are realizing that we're not doing this to our son. This is just crazy. But so we're at about 50-50. And you have to realize other parts of the world, like Europe, It's like under 5%. Nobody does this. When we talk to a European and say, you know, we have this problem in America where they're obsessed with circumcision, they're so taken back, and they can't believe what we do to our children.
Yeah, there you go. We're speaking with Anthony Los Cuadro. He's the founder of Intaction here on For Your Health. So tell us about what you do. What does Intaction do?
Well, you know, Intaction is an organization I started because I felt that babies needed a voice in this, and Americans were sorely lacking and good information on it. So what Intaction does is our main thing is we run public events. We have mobile units where we go out and our advocates distribute literature, engage people in conversation, and talk to them about this issue. We talk about things. You know, it's an unusual job, but you know, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? And we talk about, you know, the four powers of foreskin, which is the benefits foreskin provides, which is pleasure, protection, lubrication, and connection. Nature put it on our body for a very good reason. It's in our DNA. We're supposed to have it.
Yeah, and you talk about this. I mean, you mentioned this with the babies. You assume, oh, no big deal, but it makes me wonder, how did this start? Where's the history of this?
Well, it's a really bizarre history in America. You know, it wasn't common in America up until around the 1890s or so, and a movement started where it was believed masturbation was the cause of many medical illnesses and psychological harm. So they started on a campaign to try to prevent this. And you have people, notables like Dr. Kellogg, who was the inventor of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. He was a celebrity doctor of his day, and he was one of the advocates along with others like John Lewis Sayer, who became president of the American Medical Association. And they started this campaign in America to start circumcising babies. First, they tried to get men to be circumcised, but that was too difficult of a sell. If you're an intact male, someone says, well, we're going to cut off your foreskin. You're going to have
Yeah, you're not doing three. It. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I agree.
And they didn't have World War III yet. So they said, well, all right, that's not selling. Let's convince the parents to do it to their children. And that took off, and under the guise of masturbation. And then they said, well, they prevented polio and typhus and all these other types of diseases, which, you know, the reasons they dreamed up were a legend. And it became a business after that. And they started circumcising. As more and more babies became born in hospitals as opposed to home, doctors just started doing it automatically. Parents didn't even have a choice in the matter. And then it became a business, and it became a cultural norm. And then after a while, parents expected it to be. It became, you know, a symbol that your baby was born in a hospital and you were upper class. And that's how it became entrenched in America. And we're really unique from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
This didn't happen.
Well, you said it. There's the word. You were considered upper class. So it's like keeping up with the Joneses. That's a weird analogy, but it's true. So if they're doing it, they're doing it, they're doing it, that's what happens. You become like sheep in whatever we're talking about. And then you don't question enough. So that's what's so interesting. We question, especially because of some of the horrible things we've seen about genital mutilation for females, but we really haven't questioned very much about men, have we?
You know, we haven't, but, you know, times are changing. People are talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not only that, they're realizing that, you know, we criticize other cultures for cutting girls, but then those other cultures turn around and say, you're a hypocrite because you're doing it to your son.
Exactly. It's crazy. All right. Check out intaction.org. That's the best place to find out more information about it. Anthony, thanks so much for spending time with us here on the show.
Kate, thanks for giving me this opportunity to help try to enlighten Americans on this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about it, America. Check it out. And thanks so much for listening to us.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.